Broadcasting live from atop the Rocky Mountains, the crossroads of the West. You are listening to the Liberty Roundtable Radio Talk Show.
All right. Happy to have you along, my fellow Americans. Sam Bushman and Kirk Crosby live on your radio. Hard-hitting news the networks refuse to use, no doubt, continues now. This, my fellow Americans, is the broadcast for Friday the 13th, October 13th, in the year of our Lord, 2017. This is hour two at two. It is a freedom-loving, fantastic, for taking America back, one heart, one mind, one issue at a time Friday. And our goal always, steady as a rock at LibertyRoundtable.com and LibertyNewsRadio.com, is to protect life, liberty, and property, and to promote God, family, and country. Welcome to the broadcast. Wow, this is kind of scary, Kurt. All right, do we have any more on this healthcare thing? We were talking last hour about how Donald Trump put together an executive order, which we really absolutely commend. We're concerned about executive orders in general, but Donald did it right on this one from what we understand. And tremendous competition. Donald Trump signs executive order relaxing the rules related to health care. Trump ends Obamacare subsidies that cannot lawfully be paid, joining President Trump for a great health care victory, says Rand Paul. Doing a great job there, Kurt. Any other tidbits on this legislative attack, if you will?
I'm trying to find the, I've almost got the YouTube of it for you to play.
Right, well,
it's like 3 minutes
long.
And 43, well, 3 minutes, 43
seconds. I know, but you
got
to go get it, Kurt. You got to find it. We got to go get it. We'll be past
no,
it.
No, I got it now, but I mean, maybe in the next segment we can play it.
All right, we can try. Kurt just thinks I can do it in like 5 seconds. He doesn't realize it's hard to talk and
you're
play
that
YouTube
kind
videos
of guy.
At the same time.
This is his one from Bloomberg. I just didn't find it in any other way that you could get it before with YouTube, then it can work.
Yeah. All right. You know. Well, I'll try to get that. The problem is it's just hard to be a one-man guy. I got to run the board. I got to talk. I got to take the phone calls. I got to take the notes. I got to pull the YouTube videos. It's just, I know Kurt thinks it's really easy, but.
Well, you make it seem so easy.
It's a little difficult to accomplish all that stuff at the same time. But all I'm telling you is I commend Rand Paul. And I commend Donald Trump, but Kurt, who else helped them? Who else was with them? Who else is involved in these solutions? Where's your buddy Ted Cruz? Where's your buddy Mike Lee? Where's all these other guys? Come on, Kurt.
I don't see much from them. Do you?
I don't know. Are those guys just MIA?
Yeah. And now he does have a 19-minute press conference that he held yesterday on Associated Health Plan Executive Order. I suppose that's better than the Bloomberg 3 minute 43 second one where the guy's interviewing him. But maybe it's too long to go to. You know what I mean?
Uh-huh.
But it is Rand Paul talking just himself. I'll send them both to you and then you can, you know.
Yeah, then I can have two videos to work through, not one. It'll be great.
Yeah, that's right.
See, Kurt doesn't understand that he just compounds the data. It's like TMI, Kurt. Too much information. I can't handle the 17-minute video and the 3-minute video and the. What am I going to do with all of them?
Well, you can just give me the audio and then I can.
Yeah, I can just, while I'm doing that, I can just rip all the audio, give it
to
Kurt.
That's right.
And then Kurt will listen to it.
I'll tell you if it's vital.
And I'll ask Kurt about it and I'll say, what was in it? And he'll go, well, it was pretty good. Pretty good, Sam. You got to listen to it, is what he'll say. Right?
I'll try to find
it. I'm too busy trying to save the Give Me Liberty Fund and save Liberty News Daily, but I can't seem to get those things done, so. I'm going to probably be pulling the plug on Liberty News Daily by the end of the month, Kurt.
I know what you mean.
Because there's no funding, no support. No one will take it seriously. I bring up an issue and say, hey, we can work on this. Here's a plan. And then everybody else goes, that plan won't work. You got to have this, this, this. You got to do that, that, that. You got to be this, this. And to the point where, okay, I can't do B, all that stuff. I actually have a family to support. Right? And so.
Wow.
Anyway. But, yeah, I think we ought to just shut down Liberty News Daily because I don't think anybody's interested in it, Kurt.
Right.
Yeah, I mean, you don't know anybody really interested in it, do you?
I use it. I'm not able to fund it, but I would like to if I.
The American people
able.
Can't fund it. The conservatives can't fund it, Kurt. They're just on the ropes, all of us. Every one of us.
I know what you mean.
Yeah. So there you go. All right, well, anyway, I'll shut down Liberty News Daily because then I'll have time to work on the YouTube stuff. It'll be great. Then I'll rip both those, send them to Kurt. He can watch them or listen to them or whatever he does, and then he can tell us all about them, right? And what you can do is on the break, you can watch them, right? Anyway, all
it's
I know is I commend these guys.
For 19 minutes.
Well, you can read, listen fast, Kurt. All I got to do is speed it up, buddy, right?
Okay.
I mean, if I can rip it while I'm talking, you can certainly watch it on the break real fast, can't you?
Well, yeah, but nobody said I had a brain like yours. I mean, you know, that's not...
All right, you only sent me one link, though, Kurt. I don't know what's up with
yeah,
that.
Yeah, I know. I'm working... Well, you said you didn't really want to, you know.
Yeah, but you wanted me to have to because you want me to do some work for you on the second one. So whether I want to or not, I'm going to get
later when you're not quite so busy.
No, you can send me to them. Just fire it off. Just send it. I think everybody should email me all at the same time.
Uh-huh.
Right?
Well...
That'd be awesome.
Okay, yeah.
And then people will be like, hey, did you see my email? No, I was too busy ripping YouTube videos and shutting down Liberty News Daily. But you want to resend it? And then I'll get another email. But yeah, it'll be on the top of my list if we do that, right?
Yep.
And then somebody can force me to pay attention to that first. It'll be awesome. All right, working on ripping this video here.
Yeah, it's 3 minutes and 43 seconds from Bloomberg. It's their interview.
Yeah, because we want to promote Bloomberg.
Rand Paul. Well, I don't necessarily want to do that, but
you don't want to promote Bloomberg.
It's about as close to something short that you could say as a news piece about this particular article.
Because Rand doesn't have time for us. He's just too busy, Kurt. Right?
Yeah, well, he's probably almost as busy as you and me.
Uh-huh. Well, I'd be less busy if you'd just come on the radio and give us a 5-minute update than I would be to try to rip this video and play the promote the
it
Bloomberg plan and all
that. It is kind of
the
new
that.
Media taking center stage with YouTube, at least, you know.
Yeah, because YouTube's our total friend. I mean, they're awesome.
Well, not really, you know. But
you got to promote YouTube and Bloomberg.
It's like when Bill Clinton does something good, you know, at least he did something good, you know.
All right.
It does.
Let's see here.
It doesn't happen really often.
What doesn't happen?
When Bill Clinton does something good.
Well, of course not.
No.
Why would he do something good, Kurt?
But what I was saying is we like to try to promote good. So
all right, so that video's in your folder now there, Kurt. I downloaded it, ripped it, converted it, and did all the stuff.
He did all that.
Senator Rand Paul on Trump's health order. And what's it called? Tax reform at the same time, buddy. It's all ripped into one big thing.
Wow.
The only problem is it's too long to play now in this segment.
Okay.
Because we're out of time. So what we're going to do is we're going to take 40 minutes on the 3-minute video. It's going to be phenomenal. In the meantime, there's news you got to know about, right? That we're not getting to. Because we're too busy ripping videos and such.
Well, you know.
And I got a question. Does this even have anything new? In this video that we haven't already talked about?
Because I haven't heard it.
Here's a novel idea. If you research it and then you bring it there, then it will take 3 minutes for a 3-minute video. And you'll actually know if it's worth playing. That'd be the best part of all. It'd be phenomenal. All right. Speaking of this, though, because we got to bridge this time now before we can play this video to the next segment, we got to do something during this segment to finish this one off, right? So the United States is now approving $15 billion sale of massive missile defense package to Saudi Arabia. Kurt, did you see this?
Nope.
A $15 billion sale of a missile defense system to Saudi Arabia. Now, are you cool sending missile defense systems to Saudi Arabia, Kurt?
Well, it's... you know, business as usual, I guess.
And are you for that or against that? You okay with
that? Well, you know, the thing is that...
These are the guys that were responsible for 9/11. Most of the people came from their country, right, Kurt? That's where Rand Paul pointed when the media pointed at everybody else.
I know this. I'm sure glad when I have a customer, and I suppose there's big companies that are selling missile defense, which is kind of... cool to
so what are you saying?
Things.
You're glad for them?
It seems like it, Sam. It's kind of freedom-ish, isn't it?
I don't know. I'm not so sure we should be selling military hardware to the enemy. But
I thought it was defense.
Well, it's supposed to be defense.
Yeah.
How much of that missile defense package is really defense versus how much of the $15 billion is really offense and how much of it can be used for what, you know, I don't know. Maybe we ought to give the North Koreans a missile defense system, too. You know what I mean? Because Donald wants to increase the nukes by a ton. Didn't you hear that, Kurt? Maybe North Korea needs a missile defense system. Maybe we could sell them one. Then that way, if we get crazy with nukes, if Donald goes berserk, say the Democrats, then North Korea would be saved. Do you know what I mean? Just build that military-industrial complex. That's a wonderful idea. All right, quick pause. We'll come back with the Ron Paul video. All right, no, I'm sorry, the Rand Paul video on Bloomberg News in seconds.
Okay, girls, about finished with your lesson on money?
Daddy, what is a buy-sell spread for gold coins?
Well, when you sell a gold coin to a coin shop that's worth, say, $1,200, you don't actually get $1,200. But don't worry, we're members of UPMA now, so we don't have to worry about that.
Daddy, what if somebody steals our gold?
We don't have any gold at the house. It's stored safely in the UPMA vault, securely and insured.
But the S&P 500 outperformed gold. Daddy, gold is a bad investment.
Some people do think of it that way, but actually, gold is money. And as members of the United Precious Metals Association, we can use our gold at any store, just like a credit card. Or I can ask them to drop it right into Mommy and Daddy's bank account, because we're a UPMA member family.
Find out more at upma.org. That's upma.org.
Each week, the political cesspool, known worldwide as the South's foremost populist conservative radio program, hits the airwaves to bring you the other side of the news and to report on events which are vital to your welfare but are hushed up or distorted by the mainstream media. However, to continue doing this, we need your support. Go online at www.thepoliticalcesspool.org and make a safe and secure donation. If you prefer not to make an online donation, you can send us a check or money order to the address on the website. No matter which way you choose, the political cesspool needs your support. Go online to www.thepoliticalcesspool.org and make a donation today.
Politicians, bureaucrats, and educrats, and all do-gooders to please obey the supreme law of the land, the Constitution. This is Liberty Roundtable.
All right, here's Donald Trump hanging out with the mainstream press. Oh, no, it's Rand Paul hanging out with the mainstream press. Rand on Bloomberg.
We're here with Senator Rand Paul, who just got back from the Oval Office, signing an executive order regarding health care. What would it do?
Well, it's going to allow individuals to join associations across state lines and purchase their insurance. What it might allow is millions of people to get insurance by the leverage of size to lower their price. So, for example, the National Restaurant Association, there's 2 million restaurants, let's say, 15 million employees. What if one person could negotiate the insurance rate for all of their employees and associates? That would be an amazing amount of leverage to drive down insurance prices. So I think this is perhaps the biggest free market reform of healthcare in a generation or more.
Now, critics are saying that if healthy folks leave the Obamacare exchanges and go into these administrative pools and get healthcare through private healthcare, that it would put at risk the Obamacare exchanges and destabilize the market.
I'm for everyone leaving the Obamacare exchanges. They're a terrible place. They were a terrible place to begin with. So if you're a plumber, if you and your wife have to buy insurance as two individuals, nobody wants that. What I'm going to say is a plumber and their spouse could get in an association and buy insurance with a million people. Nobody should have to buy insurance by themselves. The individual marketplaces are a terrible place to be. What this will provide is an exit ramp so people can get group insurance like people at General Motors or Toyota. This is what big corporations get. Now small groups and small individuals will be able to get the same kind of insurance that big groups get.
Ultimately, do you hope if the market is destabilized that it'll get you and your colleagues back to the drawing board to again try to take up healthcare reform?
Well, see, let me just pause. Listen to all the hostile questions and the waste of time that this guy's bringing up. Hey, don't you think that it's going to be horrible because everybody's going to lose their health care in the marketplaces? Then Rand had to spend his time saying they're horrible places. No, I don't worry about that. Now it's like, oh, another hostile question. And Rand's just on defense mode at the mainstream press here. He does a great job, but he's wasting his time in defense mode.
Right now, that individual market you talk about, it's about 11% of the public. It's really, really sick. And so we keep funneling money into it. And I keep telling Republicans and Democrats, you're not fixing it. You're just funneling taxpayer money in. What if 99% of the people left the individual market, joined an association, and got their insurance that way? That means there'd be no individual market left, and we wouldn't have the problem. So initially, that is going to happen. People are going to flee the individual market. They already do. Nobody wants to be in the individual market. But they'll get something better, group insurance. And then if there are a few people that remain that can't get into an association, we will be able to help them in another way.
Tax reform, you've tweeted out you have concerns about there potentially being a hike on or a tax hike on middle-income Americans. You still have those concerns. What have you talked with the president about this?
I spoke with the president and with the budget director, Mick Mulvaney, today. They're very open, and the president was adamant to his people, we're not going to raise taxes on the middle class. I take him at his word. But the details are important. And when I first saw the details, keeping the middle rate of 25% the same and getting rid of two big deductions, I don't know how your taxes don't go up unless you do something else to make sure your taxes don't go up. If we do that, I'm all in. I'm for a tax cut. I'm for anything we can do to simplify it. But I just want to make sure, and I'm going to keep beating the drum to make sure nobody in the middle class gets a tax increase.
Final question. When you say they're open, are they open on the negotiating with the state and local tax deduction? Is that what I'm hearing?
I think they're open to make sure the middle class doesn't get a tax increase. And see, my point is this. It probably is bad policy to let you deduct your state and local income tax. But if you get rid of that, you don't want everybody's taxes to go up. You have to lower the rate. You have to do something. When conservatives have put forward tax plans in the past, our first and primary principle was lower taxes for everybody. Our second principle was on these policy things. Is it a good policy? Sure, it's good policy not to deduct your state and local income tax. It encourages big government at the state level. However, if you get rid of a deduction and you don't lower the rate, then you got a lot of people with an increased tax.
All right, there you have it. I agree with Rand. I think it's a good thing, but I'm concerned when he says that, hey, the individual market will go away. You'll be able to be part of a big group, Kurt. I don't like that. It starts to smack of union stuff, and it starts to smack of forced into a big group, but private. It's better than it was, but it sounds dangerous to me. I want to be on my own and make my own decisions, Kurt. Now, I want the opportunity to join a big group. I also want the opportunity to be by myself. And he did allude to that there'll be something coming for that, so I hope he's correct on that. But all I'm telling you is I worry when they tell me the individual view is not there. That concerns me big time. But overall, I think it's better than what we've got. It's the best thing I've seen so far in terms of actual change that would be for the good. Any comments on that, Kurt?
You know, that's one of the reasons I thought it was useful to bring it up, because it is, in my opinion, one of the biggest pieces of news we've seen for quite some time when it comes to this whole area. And, you know, that's one of the reasons I thought it would be good. I mean, you know, like you say, your email from Rand Paul about it, you know, where he says joining President Trump for a great health care victory, him being a medical doctor, you know, a number of reasons I look at this and think, well, you know, he's got room to talk. He's not perfect, neither is President Trump, but I look at him and think, well, you know, if you're trying to find some outsiders, some guys that aren't swamp monsters, you know, then, you know, at least these guys would be in there. And, you know, we don't have Roy Moore yet, but...
hey, hopefully he can join and lend credence to their cause. Yeah, he already said he would.
Boost them up. Good point.
And all I can tell you is that Rand Paul says this is one of the most epic changes towards reform and free market that we've seen in literally decades. That's epic. And you know what? I have to trust Rand Paul that that's true. And all I'm telling you is Rand's far from perfect, as Kurt says. But as far as I understand, whether you agree with Rand or not, he's a straight shooter. You got to give him credit for that, Kurt.
Well, and the I know that this simple idea of competition is, you know, to some people, I mean, it's only one word, competition, you know, but the free enterprise system, maybe that's a better, two or three words to throw in here, but the free enterprise system does amazing things. And if you get the government out of the way, which, as much as I can see, that's what they're trying to do. If you get the government out of the way and let the free enterprise system do what it can do.
Amen to that. If we could do that with healthcare, with solar, we could just go on and on and on and on of the opportunities. Sure.
It's pretty cool.
All right. And he finished up on taxes, and I appreciate that he's trying to give the president a little bit of leeway to say, I take him at his word, and that's good. But, Kurt, I don't know if you know, but the current Republican plan is a tax plan scam, Kurt. I don't know if you know that. Do you realize the current plan's a tax scam?
Well, where's it coming from, Sam?
It's partly the Donald and partly Republicans, and there's a lot of different twists and turns released by different groups.
Yeah.
So it's hard to say where it's coming from.
You look at it, and it's kind of like getting, a big, nice meal there, and then looking through there and going, what's this cockroach doing in here?
It's a little bit like a root canal.
You're thinking, well, yeah, but there sure is a nice croissant over here, it's just how it works.
Right. Well, the reason it's a tax scam, Kurt, is because under the tax plan being floated by, quote, Republicans, two big changes would occur on how the government adjusts for inflation. Did you see this, Kurt? Republicans are proposing doing away with the personal exemption, which right now, Kurt, is currently indexed to inflation. But it would be partially replaced with a bigger tax child credit, which is not indexed to inflation. So a bigger tax credit on the near term would help families, but inflation, since it's not tied to inflation, would eventually erode the benefits over time. That's one change. The other big change in the plan is the way in which inflation is measured for the tax code. So you measure it different for what you're doing, you see. Well, anyway, they'll change the way the inflation is measured. They currently use the Consumer Price Index to measure tax, quote, inflation, Kurt. But under the Republican plan, the CPI, that's the Consumer Price Index, the CPI, would be replaced with what's called chain CPI. Do you know about chain CPI versus CPI, Kurt?
Is it kind of like smoking versus chain smoking?
Quite a bit, yeah, kind of. Chain CPI is this method's consistently lower than the CPI is. So the government would raise more under the tax plan with the adjustments, and taxpayers would be left with less, and government would have more money over time. It would especially hit low and moderate income households that rely on the earned income tax credit and the standard tax deductions. We'll talk about it on your radio.
Protecting your liberties. You're listening to Liberty News Radio.
With Liberty News this hour, I'm Dennis Daly. The people of the section of Spain that is known as Catalonia, those people have their own language, their own culture, and as you know, they recently voted overwhelmingly to secede from Spain and become an independent country. The outcome of the vote was certified by the leader of the opposition, but the actual secession was temporarily put on hold in the hopes of negotiating a settlement. However, the Spanish government is refusing to negotiate and has given that region only a week to declare its own election to be null and void. It appears that President Trump may have learned a valuable lesson from the failure of two attempts to repeal and replace the Affordable Care Act. He basically left the entire matter to Senate Republicans. They failed, so when it came to push for tax reform, the tax reduction the president is pushing for means he's using the bully pulpit and taking the case directly to the American people. He started in Pennsylvania with an audience made up of friendly voters, many of them involved in the trucking industry, which would benefit from his tax reductions. You're listening to LibertyNewsDaily.com.
Liberty is not free. Its costs are innumerable. Without monetary funding, the valiant efforts of freedom-loving Americans become diminished or outright defeated. If you want a win-win opportunity for patriots, we present a solution. GiveMeLibertyFund.com. We the people do hereby request the immediate assistance of President Trump, Congress, media outlets, and freedom organizations to defend all innocent Americans. There is no liberty with innocence in prison. Please sign our petition, thefreedomcoalition.com.
With Liberty News, I'm Dennis Daly.
We fought, we learned, we struggled, we won. Despite Obama's best efforts, the newspaper of the human resistance survives. We have lived only to face a new nightmare, the war against the machines. Read about our struggle in The Sovereign, newspaper of the resistance. The Sovereign is a 24-page monthly tabloid newspaper about the war between man and machines. We've tried reason, we've tried legislation. We've tried every peaceful means imaginable, and all it's gotten us is shut out. So now we fight the machines. Order online today at thesovnews.com or find The Sovereign at select newsstands. Remember to read The Sovereign, newspaper of the resistance. The human resistance's battle against the machines will be everlasting. This is mercy. It was never our destiny to stop the age of Obama. It was merely to survive it. Together. Together.
With news the networks refuse to use. You are listening to the Liberty Roundtable Radio Talk Show.
All right, CPI is very difficult to discuss. The Consumer Price Index is very difficult because there's more than one CPI, and there's also chained CPI. And it's very complicated to explain, but I'll try to make it as simple as I can, okay? When prices go up, they account for those adjustments and say that the pricing index goes up, and it really relates to how much it costs to make a living or how much it costs for expenditures. The problem with it is they use a small sampling and it doesn't apply to everything. The other problem with it is that let's just say that hamburger and steak go up. Well, usually people buy whatever goes up the least. So I might normally buy hamburger, but if hamburger goes up by a greater percentage than steak does, I might start buying steak. So people have what's called substitutions of what they buy, and therefore their real cost of living doesn't quote go up as much as the cost index pricing would show. And so chain CPI tries to deal with those anomalies of substitution and small sample issues. Anyway, the chained CPI attempts to account for the substitution relating to the changes of cost in living. They say it provides a more accurate view in one month to the next by updating the sampling. They use market baskets from 2 months, and they are free of the small sample scenario. They use the same indexes for the items in both indexes. But all I'm telling you is it's very complicated. The point that I'm getting at, though, is this. Republicans are playing games with you in a big old tax scam, okay? And what they're doing is they're playing games with this hidden tax called inflation and how it relates to you and your life. And they're depending on details to where we're going to tie things to a different index that relates things differently that makes you feel like it's all the same, but behind the scenes, it's not. It's a scam, Kurt. It's an outright scam. It's dishonest. It's immoral. But the Republicans are going to preserve the IRS. They're going to deceive you with the intricacies of behind-the-scenes hidden inflationary tax, Kurt. And they're going to make you feel on the surface that your taxes are going down, that by golly, they rolled out a great solution. But behind the scenes, you've been had, my friend. And it's all because of fake money that no one's willing to talk about. All right. Any update or detail on that, Kurt, that you want to provide?
Well, it's a swamp monster thing, and it's full of swamp stuff. But occasionally, I guess you're going to find a good biscuit in there. Snafu, huh?
All right. I don't even know how to say this word in this next headline, but Kurt wants to talk about honey. Wants to sweeten up the podcast a little bit.
You know, this I saw this piece and I thought, well, maybe that would be, useful. There are people that ask me about, hey, what's going on with bees and, that kind of stuff. Since I sell raw honey, they get concerned about it. In this article, they talk about something called neonicotinoid pesticides, and that they say they've been found in honey from every continent. Now, I've never heard of neonicotinoid pesticides, but I can tell you this, that the old phrase, living better through chemistry, is really not, in my opinion, the best ways about it. Now, some of you will say, well, yeah, if we had your way, we'd just have, weeds everywhere, that kind of thing. And, my problem is, ladies and gentlemen, is always the side effect of everything. And I would just recommend, when it comes to this whole thing of pesticides and et cetera, is can't we find ways to do things without, harming people on the side, for example.
The answer to your question, my friend, is no. And you want to know why?
Big pharma, big drug companies.
That's a lot of the reason why. But look, if you're healthy and if you make a good living and you don't have to be in fear of the IRS or, Stephen, whatever that guy's name is, you don't have to worry about Al-Qaeda over your shoulder. You don't have all these problems. You actually might care about your country, Kurt.
Good point.
They can't have you doing that because you might actually change the direction that they're on, which is the destruction of the country. For their own personal, financial, political, whatever gain. As you say, the swamp monsters or the insiders, they have this agenda, Kurt. And if you are in any way given a little bit of relief, you might take a big breath and fight back, my friend. They're not going to let that happen. Now, there's a few trying to do so. And I actually am starting to believe that Donald Trump's far from perfect, but I do believe that he's starting to become one of them in many ways. There's a lot of things that he's doing that he deserves credit for that he's not getting any credit for at all, Kurt. So what does this mean? Is your honey tainted, Kurt? Does it have that weird word in it? What's that word called?
It's too long to say again, but it's, it's... At least to me, this is an example of the typical news story about things, because remember, we were always told if it bleeds, it leads. So if you read that, you're going to be going, oh, man, I've got to stay away from honey. I'm going to go with the pure stuff. I'll go with sugar. It's just standard media. I would simply tell you, try to find good food sources from people you know that are exposed to all this chemical world that we live in as possible.
I think that's good advice for sure. Anyway, I don't know what that word is. Neonicotinoid? Is that what it is?
It's pretty close to
whatever.
That.
Anyway. What
that's
it means is you got pesticide garbage from some government-approved toxin in your honey all over the place. And you got to buy honey without that garbage is the point, right, Kurt?
That's what I suggest.
All right, get a hold of Kurt, 801-669-2211 for raw honey delivered directly to your door, or email him, Kurt, C-U-R-T, at libertyroundtable.com. Now, just so you know, Kurt didn't bring up that honey story to do a commercial on honey. I'm the one that did that. But Kurt does want to bring up that, hey, a lot of this food we're eating is bad news, folks. All right, Donald's in the news. It's not even negative, Kurt, and it's a mainstream press story that talks about it. We're talking about the Washington Times. A lady by the name of Jennifer Harper writes the piece. Do you have this one handy, Kurt? This is phenomenal news, if you ask me.
Tell me the headline one more time.
Well, I didn't give you the headline yet. I'm just telling you, it's a New York or Washington Times article written by Jennifer Harper. Headline says, President Trump is the least regulatory president since Ronald Reagan. His administration has brought forth 13% less regulations than Barack Obama and more. You know, it's a phenomenal story, but it lays out that Donald Trump is really doing his best to have less regulations, just like he said he would. The president prefers to regulate the bureaucrats rather than the public. The Federal Register, which literally contains government agency rules and notices, now stands at 45,000 some odd pages as opposed to Barack's 67,000 some odd pages. It's huge. Donald Trump's focus on tax reform and cutting red tape is exceptionally good news. Anyway, they go on, but it's an epic article, Kurt. This is an example where if you hunt hard enough, you find some truth that Donald's trying. Could he do better? Yes. Could he be more savvy about the dark side of government? Absolutely. But we got to give credit where credit's due. When we find something good, we've got to highlight it. I just wish the congressmen and the senators and the good people could bring it to our attention better. They're too busy spending time on the angry, hateful enemy of the people press to pay attention to us. But I'm just telling you, this is phenomenal news. Banishing red tape. Trump is the least regulatory president since Reagan, study finds. That's in the New York Post, Kurt. No, I'm sorry, the Washington Times. That's great news. I mean, is there a negative thing about that, Kurt, that you can find?
Not that I can see, and you've got to remember, look at the source. It's one of the friendlies, if you will. There's hard to find them, isn't it?
And they're not as friendly as I liked them to be, but they're more friendly. At least they're willing to tell it as it really is. Otherwise, that what they do is spike the study or then manipulate the study and lie, right? At least we hear the truth from time to time, and it's good news. And we got to give credit where credit's due. And we got to bring more support to those efforts.
Okay, let's try this. Honey, I've got some surprising news. No. Okay, this'll work. Guess who's gonna have a baby? No, that's not it. Oh, I don't know.
Hi, honey. Are you okay?
Jill's pregnant.
Our Jill? She's just a kid.
I know. You know, nothing really has to change when the baby comes. I'll help her. We'll just help her, right? We never thought it would happen to our Jill or to us. We didn't know how to best help her through the tough decisions she'd have to make. Thankfully, we found that help. And not just for her, but for us too.
We're here to listen. We're here to help. LDS Family Services. Where there's help, there's hope.
Many of you have heard me talk about my Vigor score. You say, Sam, what on earth is all this Vigor stuff about? Well, Vigor is defined as zest for life, your strength in body and mind, your energy levels. It's kind of all wrapped into a term called Vigor. Would you like to improve your Vigor score? Well, you got to first take the free test. Get a hold of Kurt, C-U-R-T, at libertyroundtable.com or call Kurt Cosby at 801-669-2211. I took the test, got a 13 out of 32. Horrible, huh? But I worked on it with Kurt with some natural help and healing, and before you know it, now I've got an astounding 29 out of 32 on the Vigor score. Can you tell by the way I talk? Oh, yes, my zest for life has never been better. Get a hold of Kurt Cosby. That's 801-669-2211, and take your free Vigor test today, and you can learn where you stand. And then you can work on improving it and take the test again, and, oh, compare the results. You will be delighted. Get a hold of Kurt Cosby. Kurt, C-U-R-T, at libertyroundtable.com or 801-669-2211 for your free Vigor Score test today.
Promoting God, family, and country. You are listening to Liberty Roundtable Radio.
All right, Donald's done a great job, Kurt, reducing flow across the border. Mexicans and others, illegals coming north. Right? But it's had no effect on the amount of money going in the opposite direction. We don't bring this up to attack Donald. We bring it up because Donald needs to be aware. I guess the World Bank is recording $30 billion going to Mexico, Kurt. $30 billion leaving the U.S. for Mexico.
That's part of that whole build the wall thing, you know what I'm saying?
Well, Mexico's on pace to receive more in 17 than ever before, to the tune of $30 billion, says the World Bank. Now, I'm not sure that a wall will help with that, Kurt, will it?
Well, let's just say that part of these people that are sending that money are enjoying, well, I mean, maybe they're legal citizens here now, and they've got friends in Mexico, you know, their family, their parents, or, you know, something like that. And they're starting to enjoy the fruits of the, you know, improved economy here in America, and they're sending it back.
Yeah, all I can say is, you know what, if I'm an American citizen, though, I can send my money to Mexico if I want to. Right?
Good point.
Mexico's on pace to receive more remittances from abroad in 2017 than it ever has before, according to World Bank estimates. In my opinion, that's a startling tale because, again, the Mexicans were supposed to pay for the wall, Kurt, but more money's rolling into Mexico by far to the tune of $30 billion. See, Kurt, the Mexicans put their money where their mouth is, too. They come, live in small houses, many of them. And this is not meant to be racist statements, but they live together. They live on next to nothing, a bunch of them in a house. They work hard, and they send back a bunch of money to their family. While the conservatives can't raise a penny to save their lives, the Mexicans put $30 billion from some of the lowest ranks of the labor force in America to send back to their families. Talk about dedication. I'm not here to attack the Mexicans. I'm here to point out what an example of proof of my point. If the Mexicans, how many of them are there, Kurt, in America? Illegal or non-illegal? How many would be sending money back to their families, you think? Any idea?
Not really, Sam, but...
What percent
like
of the population
said,
are the Mexican people or the Latinos, Kurt? What percent of America is Latino?
Well, I mean, there's estimates all over the board, at least.
Yeah, but take a good middle gander. You can be conservative if you want or whatever.
All right. 20 million?
Okay. They say there's 12 million illegals, up to 30 million illegals, and so a lot of them are legal. You know, just say 20, 30, whatever million. 30 million would be 10% about, right? Maybe it's more of the population. I don't know the number, but just take 30 million even. 30 million people send $12 billion in 2017 back to their homelands. Right? Think about that. And we say, man, we can't get a few people to rub a couple nickels together to save important things. Now, let me give you the contrast. While the Mexicans put $30 billion, leaving the U.S. in 17 alone to send to their home countries or whatever you want to call it. While they're doing that, understand something, Kurt. We can't raise a single penny. Right? We can't get out of debt. We can't, you know, do any of those things. How does that work, Kurt? Do you have any answers of why that's so?
I really not sure what you're talking about, but I know some individuals that get out of debt. I know that some individuals
how do they
raise
do that?
Good money, and I'm not sure.
I'll tell you how they
exactly
work hard. They live frugally. They don't have cable TV at $50 to $100 or whatever the case is. They don't drive, they don't have like five vehicles or three vehicles or whatever. They don't live in houses where one or two people live in like thousands of square foot of space. They don't go on vacations. They work real hard. And I submit that it's a pattern to follow if we want America to succeed, Kurt. My point isn't to attack anybody.
Good point.
My point is to point out these guys have got solutions. The proof is in the pudding. Maybe 30 million people send $30 billion in 1 year. Maybe if we had a million of us patriots, we could raise $1 billion in the equivalent comparison, Kurt. You know what it would take? We wouldn't even have to live in smaller houses. We just might have to get rid of cable TV. We might not even have to change our habits very much.
Yeah, and it's one of the reasons we do what we do, ladies and gentlemen. We feel like at least this way you have a good source of news and information that you could rely on for very little money. And if you do currently pay, $100 or whatever it is for, your cable or something like that, in my opinion, you can pretty much eliminate that kind of cost. And with the saved money, you could support Liberty News Radio.
Anyway, I bring it up because there's solutions in it, Kurt. And, everybody tells you that I'm a racist, but I'm defending the Mexicans, and I'm defending their hard work. I'm defending their frugality. I'm defending their commitments to their families. I'm defending they have the right to send money to Mexico if they want to. Right? I'm defending all kinds of things. For a good reason. Because I believe that's where the examples are for answers, for solutions. You can't question their dedication, can you, Kurt?
No, they work hard and, they support their families both here and even in many cases, suffer under the regulation and all that kind of stuff. I could tell you a number of stories about that, and yet they still, like you say, send quite a bit of money back to their homeland.
Yeah. Anyway, I just wish we could be half as successful. I wish we could really double down. But, the gays put their money where their mouth is. The Hispanics or the Latinos do. And I commend them. I'm not doubting them. That they're an example. I bet their families are absolutely grateful for the hard work and the support. I'm sure that it's they miss one another and such like that. But what dedication. If Americans had a little bit of dedication to liberty, we could accomplish a lot. And we could tell the tale about Donald Trump banishing red tape. We could tell about Donald Trump reducing taxes. We could tell about Donald Trump and his healthcare reality. And enough people could hear it. We could expose the New York Times editor caught bragging about slanting coverage against the Donald. We could have more victories. We could end subsidies. We could free the people. We could open things up to competition. We could sell American made. Wow. We could get the truth on Stephen Paddock. We could stop money laundering. But I submit to you, if there is money laundering, though, then who is the government these hotels protecting with Stephen Paddock? We got to have a news organization that takes these issues on. There's more of us than there used to be. That's the good news. The bad news is all the liberals are digging in and trying their best to shut us down and marginalize us. But we the people could choose to make sure that doesn't happen, Kurt. We absolutely can. There's opportunities everywhere. All right. Any other tidbits there, Kurt?
Well, I was just checking the WhiteHouse.gov website, you know, for other things, and you know, it's part of the new media taking center stage. If the president wants to say certain things, at least he could say them directly on the White House website. You know, it's very interesting, this world we live in, and the different ways we get our information, you know.
Yeah. Anyway, a lot of people are doing good things, I'll tell you what. But the problem is we can't even hardly bring them together and highlight them. Because it just takes so much work. It takes so much focus, so much effort, so much struggle. Right? Now, you know who Eric Prince is, don't you, Kurt?
Eric Prince? Is that what you said?
Yes, sir.
Is he related to that Prince guy that died a while back?
No, that's a rock star, Kurt.
Oh, sorry. Anyway.
Eric Prince is a Blackwater founder. You know what Blackwater is, don't you, Kurt?
Oh, it's that water you're not supposed to drink when it's black. It's just really bad for you, you know.
That's why you got to get a water filter. I'm with you.
Yeah.
Anyway, it turns out Blackwater founder, guy's name is Eric Prince, Moles, Senate run. You good with that, Kurt?
Well, he knows it takes big money to be part of it, and it's at least the nice thing here is if he gets a job, he could probably get some real good government contracts for his company.
He's already got ripping deals for his company. That's what's going to fuel his launch to the White House. I mean, to the...
Good point.
Whatever. To his Senate run. Once he's a senator, he'll be able to continue that scandal. Blackwater founder Eric Prince running for office, possibly. Folks, we've got to engage. I'm so grateful good people are doing just that. Thanks for being alongside for the ride. Hopefully it was educational and awakening, if you will. LibertyRoundtable.com, LibertyNewsRadio.com, LibertyNewsDaily.com are our three websites. Please support us in every way, including financial. And I'm telling you right now, we declare, we the people, along with the grace of the Almighty, we can indeed will restore America. This nation shall endure.